Now, if you have any questions that you want to get in for the dermatology nurse specialist, Celine Daly, about what you should be doing to care for your children's and your skin this summer, you can start getting them into us now on those numbers. That's 083 3500 530. Now, we touched on this subject yesterday, the subject of autism, and we're going to continue with it today. And the Feroiga Youth Development Organisation is currently recruiting volunteers to take part in a mentoring programme in Sligo, Leitrim and West Cavan. It's called the Big Brother, Big Sister Youth Mentoring Programme, and they are looking for volunteers at the minute. And joining me in studio now is Elaine Granahan from Feroiga. Elaine, thanks very much for joining us today.
Morning, Teresa. How are you?
We'll get you on the right microphone first. Okay. We'll give this a go. There we go now. We're getting there this morning. It's a little bit ropey sitting in for Niall for the last couple of days, but we'll get there eventually. First of all, tell us about this programme, Elaine.
Well, I suppose I'll start at the beginning. So as you mentioned, I work for Feroiga here in Sligo, and Feroiga is the National Youth Development Organisation, and we host the Big Brother Big Sister programme, which is a youth mentoring programme. The programme started in America over 100 years ago and has been here in Ireland since 2001 on a pilot basis, and then rolled out in 2006. So it's in 13 counties, and we host what is known as the mainstream programme here in Sligo. But back in just before Christmas, we teamed up with the HSC Autism Services here in Sligo and put in an application for the programme to be rolled out specifically with young people who have autism. So it's for 15 to 24 year olds, and okay. It's targeting young people who are in the transition phase of their life. So we're looking at maybe young people who are due to be leaving school, and then they'll be due to leave the HSE services. So I suppose transition is a time for any young adult that is quite stressful. So people with autism, that time might be a bit more stressful for them. Maybe they don't have as many friends as other young people. They are maybe suffering from anxiety, maybe, and it's just thought that this programme would be a great way to offer them support around social skills, building their confidence, and preparing them, I suppose, for that move to third level education and on to the employment as well, you know, because they have the same aspirations as any young person to go to college, to get a job. And this programme is, as you said, a youth mentoring programme. So it teams up an adult volunteer with the young person. It's based on similar interests and compatibility. So we're looking for adults that can give up 1 hour of their time a week. And what we do is it's very much a matching process. So we try and find someone who has similar interests as the young person, and then we match them up.
Okay. So, so far, how many volunteers do you have, or have you found it difficult to find people, or it obviously takes quite a while to get somebody?
It does, yeah. I suppose, as I said, we do operate the mainstream programme in Sligo, and we have full-time worker Nicola Tuffy on that. But I suppose this project is starting from scratch in terms of recruiting volunteers. I have had a good bit of interest, I must say. I suppose a lot of people would initially touch base with me, and there is a recruitment process, so, and there is a commitment. So I've had a great response from female volunteers, and I've had a few male volunteers, but it's really the male volunteers,
the male
that
ones you need.
I need to target.
Why do you think that is?
I'm not sure. I suppose females maybe generally maybe go ahead and volunteer for things like this. Maybe it's just the time commitment. I suppose we're trying to get, it's a new programme in terms of targeting the young people with autism. So it's about getting it out and spreading the word, and a lot of it is word of mouth. And I do think that maybe I have been putting it out on social media and on posters and whatnot. But I think maybe when people hear the word autism, they kind of think, oh, I wouldn't be able to do that. I wouldn't know how to connect or communicate with a teenager who is autistic. So I think that is maybe a little bit of a barrier, and that's why I wanted to come on and chat to you, because I suppose even before I started this programme, you would have preconceptions about what a young person with autism is.
Of course,
so
yeah.
It's about getting the word out, and that's part of the programme as well, in terms of raising awareness about autism and in the general community, and making everybody more accepting of these young people who are, you know, have all the same needs as any other teenager. So as I say, the response has been good, but maybe the follow through, it's a year's commitment. When you're matched up with a young person, It's a weekly, we ask for a weekly commitment of 1 hour, a minimum of 1 hour a week.
One hour a week, okay.
They meet up and they do things like go for a walk, go for coffee around the shops, depending on what they like to do. We offer the Crib Round based, the Crib Youth Project, as a youth mentoring space as well. And we have pool table, sports hall, cooking facilities, so the matches can come in there and meet up. And then it is a year commitment. I suppose it takes time for any relationship to form and, you know, establish. So that's why we do ask for the year.
Okay.
Commitment.
So what would you say to people? As you said, the reason that you might not have had so many people signing up is because maybe they're a little bit, I suppose, apprehensive that they wouldn't be able to handle it. What do you say to those people? What, you know, how do you prepare them for it?
Well, in terms, just to bring you through the process for recruitment of volunteers, you do have to be Garda vetted, and then there is an application form and you have to provide references. Because it is a one-to-one programme, we are very rigorous in our screening of the applicants. And then they do an interview with myself and a home visit as well. It's just for me to build a picture of the volunteer and what they like to do, so I can best match them up with the suitable young person, because it's very important that we do match them with the right young person and don't just match them up for the sake of matching, because obviously it won't work as well then, because you want the volunteer to get something out of it as well. So then it's very much supported by myself as well. So once you're accepted as a volunteer, you would go through Big Brother Big Sister training, and that is really about bringing you through what your role is and what your role isn't, and just making sure that you know that there's the support of professional staff there. Then you do some child protection training, and we also have a brief training with the autism services as well, just an additional support for people who are coming into the programme about things that might crop up for a young person who has autism. So you're well supported, and then once the match is made, you're very well supported as well. I'm touching base with you all the time to make sure everything's going okay, and then we'd meet up as well to make sure everything's going okay.
So how long does the initial training period last, and how much time would people have to, I know it's 1 hour a week, but before that, how much would they have to invest?
No, it goes pretty quickly. I suppose the slowest thing would be maybe getting the Garda vetting back, but it's actually speeding up a bit, you know, so it takes a few weeks really by the time I get your references checked and everything, and get your Garda vetting and do the interview. That can take a few weeks, and then as soon as we get all the clearance back, you're good to go in terms of being trained. There may be a short waiting period then in terms of getting the suitable person for you, but I have 16 young people there waiting to be matched, most of which are boys, because autism is four times more prevalent in boys than girls. So that's why I'm in need of male volunteers.
Okay.
You know, I have some female volunteers. That's not to say I won't take more female volunteers if anyone is willing to give up some of their time. And I heard my colleague Nicholas saying to somebody there, it's two episodes of Coronation Street, you know, a week, or whatever it is that you watch, you know. And to think of it like that, I suppose people are busy and they think, how will I fit this in? But it's something that these young people really need, you know, that it's just that additional support, a friend, a buddy, someone to talk to. And a lot of them want to go on and do third level education. Maybe it's someone who's been to college and knows what college life is about, can bring them over to the IT and show them around. You know, it's just about helping them maintain that independence, you know, that they want and that their parents want. So it's just that extra support, you know.
And it's also good for the parents as well, that sometimes need a little break for an hour here and there.
Absolutely. And to see their young person having something, you know, their child having something off their own, you know, that they're going off for their hour, their hour and a half with their big, as we call it, the big and the little, you know, to see them going off and have that independence and, you know, learning new skills. And it's all about building their confidence, really. It's the crux of it, and their social skills and out and about doing those things that we might take for granted, you know. And for the volunteer, it's great as well, you know. I worked on the mainstream programme for years ago, but I'm very much looking forward to when I do make the matches in this programme and see the benefit that the young people get. But the volunteers also get a great benefit as well. You know, they're part of a bigger picture in terms of helping young people, giving back to the community. And I suppose that personal feel-good factor as well would be something that would be, you know, unmeasurable, I'd imagine, especially with this programme, because these people really... you know, they really need it and can do with the support. So I'm hopeful that this will help get the word out. I've been trying to to go to different groups and to get the word out. And so really, if it's not for you, maybe if you know somebody...
that it might be for, yeah.
You know, mention it to them. You can go on to faroga.ie and it gives all